This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the show. Of course, you're free to join us here on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
So, I mentioned these computer kiosks at the end of the last hour, and we're going to get into the story here from CNBC. We're talking about border crossings, international border crossings, and what our experience was like this year. This year it was easier for me than it was the first time. I went outside of the U.S. to go to an Acapulco in 2017. That was my first time actually ever using a passport to exit the United States. And then coming back in, we got held up a little bit because I had a pear in my bag. And I guess that's a no-no. You're not supposed to bring produce across the border because of some kind of, I don't know, whatever, little bugs or whatever.
I got to say, I think it's a good rule. It just often is annoying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So here in New Hampshire, we have, I can't remember, the Japanese boring beetle or something like that.
Yeah, you can't bring wood across state lines.
Right, you can't travel across state lines. Of course, it's interesting that wood, like, you think about Texas, for instance, not a homogenous ecosystem by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
But,
and also, Vermont's pretty much the same as New Hampshire, so what's the difference?
Right. But, you know, and I live on the border. I can see Vermont.
Yeah.
You know,
I can't bring a pile of wood from Brattleboro into, you know, Chesterfield or whatever.
Right.
It's from Vermont into New Hampshire. It's ridiculous.
So to some extent, it's just a...
it's arbitrary.
Yeah, it's arbitrary. It's a protection racket for the loggers in, you know, a particular state.
But, so, you know, it was a little easier for me this time around, even though I always prepare myself by, like, wiping my phone, just because it's not like, you know, not like they can't go through my emails. It's not like they haven't gone through my emails. In fact, I know they have. I know the FBI has investigated me on more than one occasion for more than one thing. So I'm pretty sure they've read through my Gmail account. But I just don't want, you know, I'd rather jump through the hoops of protecting myself as much as possible when going across the border, and that means, you know, logging out of Skype. It means logging out of Gmail. It means, you know, sanitizing the, you know, your laptop, browsing history, things like that. Just making it as clean as possible, as simple as possible. So if they do decide they want to go through your stuff, which they can do, then they won't really find anything.
At the border, they can pretty much do whatever they want.
Right.
Body cavity search. I mean, you know, go through your computer, hold your computer, whatever they want to do.
Right. Well, if you don't let them search the computer, they're definitely going to hold the computer, as I understand it. That's the reason why I jumped through the hoops of cleaning it up. And, you know, you're sitting around in airports, you got nothing else to do. You might as well, you know, sanitize.
I think that they pretty much have to let you through the border if you're an American citizen, if they claim you as an American citizen. But that doesn't mean they have to let the things that you brought with you through.
Yeah. So, you know, I do that just out of practice. To, you know, be prepared for those border crossings. But according to the story here at CNBC, the experience will become even less humane very, very soon, perhaps. Here it is from Jeff Daniels, published I think about a week ago, maybe about 10 days ago. International travelers could find themselves in the near future talking to a lie-detecting kiosk when they're going through customs at an airport or border crossing. The same technology could be used to provide initial screening of refugees and asylum seekers at busy border crossings. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security funded research of the virtual border agent technology, known as the Automated Virtual Agent for Truth Assessments in Real Time, or AVATAR.
The first thing that I think of when I hear this lie detector is how many people I've heard of that have beat lie detector tests.
Sure.
I actually saw a lie detector test administered on TV when I was a kid.
Like in a fictional show or in
real? No, like they sort of did a scientific test, and the lie detector guy couldn't determine the truth from fiction.
Yeah. Well, they're not admissible as court evidence for a reason.
For good reason.
Right. But this isn't court, and so therefore they can use them. About 6 years ago, they came across this technology. They funded the research for it, and allowed it to be tested at the U.S.-Mexican border on travelers who volunteered to participate. Since then, Canada and the European Union tested the robot-like kiosk that uses a virtual agent to ask travelers a series of questions. Now, Mark, where did you cross back in? Where was when you got out of Mexico and you flew back into the United States, what international airport hub did you go through?
Mexico City.
No. When you got back into the United States.
I think it was Miami. It might have been Tampa.
Do you remember what the experience was like as far as, like, did you go to a kiosk?
Yes.
Because I was going to say, in Houston, I've now done Houston and New York. I think it was JFK. And they both had these kiosks where you had to go, and it would take your picture. And it would, like, print out a little slip for you,
right.
And then you had to hand that slip to a human being, and they would presumably ask you whatever questions they were going to ask you. I did find that at JFK, the process was much more streamlined than it was in Houston. It was, like, a completely different experience for me. In Houston, it was a really long line and just ridiculous. In JFK, like, they had everybody just moving along. Now, it was a different time of day, so that may have had to do with it. It was earlier in the morning. But it was, you know, a completely different sort of setup is what they had. They only had, like, one agent that was taking slips from people, but all he would really do, all he asked me was, how long were you gone? And that was it. And I was right back into to the United States at that point. So now they're talking about taking away the human perhaps entirely and putting this, you know, maybe taking the already existing kiosk that they have and putting some sort of artificial intelligence in there, a lie detector-based system. Last month, a caravan of migrants from Central America made it to the U.S.-Mexican border, where they sought asylum but were delayed several days because of the port of entry near San Diego had reached full capacity. It's possible that a system such as Avatar could provide initial screening of asylum seekers and others to help U.S. agents at these busy border crossings. Quote, the technology has much broader applications potentially, unquote, despite most of the funding from the original work coming primarily from the Defense or Homeland Security departments a decade ago, according to Aaron Elkins, one of the developers of the system and an assistant professor at the San Diego State University of its Artificial Intelligence Lab. He added that Avatar is not a commercial product yet, but could be used in human resources for screening. U.S.-Mexican border trials with the advanced kiosk took place in Nogales, Arizona, and focused on low-risk travelers. The research team behind the system issued a report after the 2011-12 trials that stated the Avatar technology had potential for uses for processing applications for citizenship, asylum, and refugee status, and to reduce backlogs. President Trump's fiscal 2019 budget request for Homeland Security.
I would hope that they wouldn't put something as important as refugee status in the hands of one of these
things. Machine.
Right away. I mean, come on. That's that sounds nuts.
Includes $223 million for high-priority infrastructure border security technology improvements, as well as another $210 million for hiring new border agents. And last year, federal workers interviewed or screened more than 46,000 refugee applicants and processed nearly 80,000 credible fear cases. What do you think that is?
I don't have any idea.
A credible fear case. Does that mean you're afraid of the person who's trying to come in?
Yeah, like some kind of, you know, you're trying to be a refugee, basically.
The Avatar combines artificial intelligence with various sensors and biometrics that seeks to flag individuals who are untruthful or potential risk based on eye movements or changes in voice, posture, and facial gestures.
Now, of course, I would think that this would be okay for if, okay, you pass the whatever the exam is and you're able to go on, you fail it, and then you go to the hands of a Border Patrol agent or whatever, which is where you were going to go anyway in the absence of one of these gizmos.
That's what it sounds like they're going to use it for.
Being used as a sorting system, then I don't have as much of a problem with it. You're going to see technology entering into every sphere. And this is how they're trying to use technology in this sphere.
But as you pointed out, if you're if you're a skilled liar, right, you can get past these things, and then you won't be subject to the extra screening. But the average person who, let's just say, maybe they're intimidated by border security in general, or by the fact that maybe they've had family members, or they've known people like Terry from Checkpoint USA, who just you know, drives through these internal checkpoints in Arizona every day on the way to work and gets harassed by these bureaucrats regularly, and you know that there's a chance they might grab you and pull you through, you know, as we've seen with some of the people at these checkpoints, the preacher got pulled through the window of his car after border agents smashed it in on him. You know, maybe you might be a little nervous going through these border checkpoints, in which case you're going to flag probably as nervous every single time and get the extra special inspections. There's more coming up here at 855 450 free. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
More Free Talk Live, where you're invited to bring up what you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, we've got Skype and also Discord, two different more digital ways for you to connect with the show and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. The Skype username is lrn.fm. The Discord on-air call-in line is available to you. It's the top chat room on our Discord server, which is full of different chat rooms. You can talk with other Free Talk Live listeners over at discord.lrn.fm. Plus, I want you to know about Zencash. If you are interested in cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, well, you've probably figured out that there are other alternatives, competitors to Bitcoin. Bitcoin was first, but is it the best? Well, it's like saying, is the Model T the best car out there? Now, to be fair, in this case, Bitcoin is still on top of the heap, and it may be for quite a while.
To be fair, a Model T probably can't climb a hill.
Yeah. But with Zencash, you do need to know that, you know, it is one of the more, I would say, outstanding alternatives to Bitcoin, one worth looking closely at, especially if you're somebody who cares about the ideas of voluntary interaction. If you're a voluntarist or libertarian, you really ought to go and read the white paper over at Zencash.com, because they built the ideas of freedom right into this cryptocurrency from the ground floor. And also, they've got some of the best technology out there, including zero-knowledge anonymity. They're working on decentralized autonomous organizations to govern the currency. And already, they've got more secure nodes in their system than Bitcoin has full nodes. So it's even more secure. One of the most secure cryptocurrencies on the planet right now. And it's brand new. It started in 2017. So in the scale of cryptos, it's one of the new kids on the block. Go and learn more about it over at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. We're talking about the border, and specifically border security and the technology that is coming into play here. I am not, just to be clear here, I'm not excited about this. I'm not excited about any border security whatsoever. I think that borders are an imaginary concept that the state, you know, enforces, and we all have to deal with it whether we like it or not if we want to go across those imaginary lines in the sand. And do we want
that? If you are going to have them, I think that they should have larger and larger sort of federal regions in which travel is allowed. So, for instance, in Europe, basically, you can travel from one side to the other without getting, you know, too much harassment, because, you know, you can travel there. However, the United States to Canada, imagine being in these Caribbean islands. So you're born on one of these Caribbean islands. You want to go to another one. You know, the plane ride, $600, and then all the bureaucracy and visas and all this other stuff that goes into it.
It's from one island to the next.
Yeah.
So, you know, what we're talking about here is the proposal that, and it looks like it, you know, it may very well get some funding. In fact, it already was funded in the Department of Homeland Security funded research into these avatar machines. And avatar, of course, like with all these government acronyms, has some ridiculous meaning. It stands for Automated Virtual Agent for Truth Assessments in Real Time, or avatar. And so it's AI, it's using also biometric information, so you may end up having to, you know, put your hand into something to where it can try to detect whether or not your pulse is quickening or whatever.
I suspect it'll do just that.
You know, and it'll look at your eyes, retina scan, see if you're shifting your vision around or whatever it's going to look at to determine whether or not you are lying to the machine, in which case they will then pass you on probably to some sort of human inspection after that. But according to the story here at CNBC, the avatar detection judge, deception detection judge, has a success rate of 60 to 75%, and sometimes up to 80%. Sometimes, it says. They, however, say that generally the accuracy of humans as judges is 54 to 60% at the most, and that's on our best days. So they're saying here that initial tests put this at least on par, if not better, than detecting than humans for detecting deception.
That could be true.
And the last testing that they had was in like 2011, 2012, so presumably it's not going to get worse over time, and it will only likely get more accurate. The Homeland Security appears to be sticking with human agents for the moment, according to CNBC, and they're not embracing the virtual technology that the EU and Canadian border agencies are still researching. Another advanced border technology known as Border Control, Border CTRL, is a EU-funded project that aims to increase speed but also reduce, quote, the workload and subjective errors caused by human agents. unquote. The Homeland Security official who declined to be named told CNBC the concept for the Avatar system was, quote, envisioned by researchers to assist human screeners by flagging people exhibiting suspicious or anomalous behavior. Further, he added, as the research effort matured, the system was evaluated and tested by the DHS Science and Technology Directorate and DHS Operational Components. Although the concept was appealing at the time, the research did not mature enough for further consideration or further development. So that sounds like they've put this thing on the back burner. But maybe it's coming to Europe and Canada where the testing continues. Another DHS official familiar with the technology said it didn't work at a high enough rate of speed to be practical. He says we have to screen people within seconds, and we can't take minutes to do it.
Well, if you have a bunch of autonomous or a bunch of these avatar machines all over in a giant room, and there were when I was going through the border, they had all of these machines that were scanning my passport and stuff. They had, I mean, dozens of them.
Right.
So, yes, you could do that. What he's thinking is that somehow it has to work in conjunction with personnel, and personnel certainly is limiting, but these gizmos, it's just an issue of, putting together a manufacturing chain.
Elkins, meanwhile, said the funding for the Avatar system hasn't come from Homeland Security in recent years because they sort of felt that this is a different category now and needs to transition. The technology, which relies on advanced statistics and machine learning, was tested a year and a half ago at the Canadian Border Services Agency, or CBSA, to help agents determine whether a traveler has ulterior motives entering the country and should be questioned further or denied entry, as they denied me entry into Canada just a couple of years ago.
And you've got some ulterior motives just generally.
You think so?
Always an ulterior motive.
My motive was to go and get some lunch in this particular case.
I don't trust you.
In Canada. We actually made a documentary about it. And we recorded footage of the approach to the Canadian border checkpoint, but they got real mad about that. And they did. I mean, as mad as a nice Canadian border checkpoint officer could be, and he was very nice about it, I want to say. Like, they are just the nicest people about telling you no over in Canada. I know they actually arrested you at one point, right, Mark?
Yeah, I was a felon crossing the border. I didn't know that was somehow against the law, and off I went to the nicest jail I've ever been in.
Were they nice folks, like, when they were arresting
nice.
You?
Yes. So, very nice, buddy.
Oh, yeah, welcome to Canada.
Yeah.
Now go away.
Well, they didn't welcome me.
Right.
Put me in a jail.
So anyway, that goes on here to talk about how once the system detects deception, it will alert human agents to do follow-up interviews. It doesn't use a standard polygraph instrument, however. Instead, people face the kiosk screen and talk to a virtual agent or kiosk fitted with various sensors and biometrics that seeks to flag individuals who are untruthful or signal a potential risk based on eye movements, changes in voice, posture, and facial gestures. So, is this coming soon to a border checkpoint near you?
Sounds like a good idea to me.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just going to help make things go faster.
Well, they're saying it was slowing it down.
They don't know what they're talking about. They work for the government.
Well, also, they don't want to get fired.
Well,
the unions are going to stand in the way of something like this, I'd imagine. There's more coming up in moments here. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. South Korean President Moon Jae-in held a surprise second meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in an apparent move to convince Kim to hold his scheduled summit with President Trump in June. The meeting between Moon and Kim, which was held in the DMZ, attempted to revamp the on-again, off-again summit between Trump and Kim. After canceling the summit on Thursday, President Trump hinted on Friday it could take place on June 12th in Singapore as planned.
Now, we'll see what happens. It could even be the 12th. We're talking to them now.
Behind-the-scenes planning for what would be a historic meeting continues as all parties are now speaking again. A team of White House staffers is said to begin laying groundwork this weekend. South Korea's president had said Trump's decision to cancel the planned summit left him perplexed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition for you. You may take control of the airwaves if you want and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733 or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Discord on-air call-in line room is not available because we're going to that next. Somebody's in it, only can take one person at a time.
But you can find the Discord room at discord.freetalklive.com.
That'll work, too. You can also go to discord.lrn.fm, and that's less characters, or fewer characters. Anyway, let's continue
here. You have less character, it has fewer characters.
There you go.
Right.
ForkFest is coming up, and it's coming up soon. 3 weeks from tonight, Mark, we are going to be at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire.
There you go.
For ForkFest 2018, it is the second year of this decentralized camping event. Decentralized meaning nobody's in charge except for everybody, meaning that you are in charge of yourself and nobody can tell you what to do, with the exception
beforehand,
of
beforehand, it's decentralized. Afterwards, you could describe it as a hot mess. We don't know.
We'll see. Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen because, ultimately the market will decide. So if you want to go there and create something for others to do, you can do that. And some are doing that. They're planning it over on the ForkFest forum and some on the ForkFest chat rooms. You can link to all of those over at the unofficial ForkFest website, which is forkfest.party. It's June 14th through the 18th. Definitely not too late to get up there because there are no tickets. So it can't sell out unless the entire campground sells out, which I highly highly believe that will be unlikely because it's a huge campground.
I'm with you.
It's very, very large, and this is just the second year for this event. So get in on the ground floor and come check out ForkFest this year. We'll look forward to seeing you there as we'll be broadcasting from outdoors during the day. So as you're walking around the campground, we're actually going to be recording the show throughout the day. And usually we're going to do it in the, like, probably the morning, whenever we get up, and then to whenever we finish recording, basically. So we'll actually have our evenings available like we did last year, Mark, to where we can actually hang out with people.
That'll be fun.
Cool. So forkfest.party. We'll see you there again June 14th through the 18th as we go to Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's on that Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Gene.
Hello, guys.
Hey, where are you calling from tonight?
I'm back home near Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay, got it.
So I've been over the border a few times. I've been going to China since, 24 years now, and going to Europe a few times. And one thing I've found is that no matter where I go, the most unfriendly and rude and just the orneriest people out there are always on the U.S. border. You don't run into that. I don't even run into that in China. The Chinese people are nicer. European people are nicer. It's just a terrible situation going through the U.S. And I don't like all of their, you know, the kiosk. I've only used that kiosk once or twice. And the last time they pulled me back for additional questioning because I was complaining about their kiosk. And I guess they didn't like hearing some of the sheeple complaining about their kiosk. How dare you talk about our procedures here and how
what? You're not happy with us protecting you?
Don't you want...
Right.
What's wrong? Don't you want your country to be free?
Right. That's how they try to spin it, you know. And so
that's the kind of crap I actually got. I got a lecture like that from a U.S. border guard on my way back from Canada when I was denied access to Canada. He gave me a half hour. I was there for a half hour, and a good chunk of it was him lecturing me about how great we have it in the United States. And
the United
grateful.
States has it great compared to other countries.
But I was coming back from Canada.
Agreed.
Which is actually on the rankings of freedom, generally ranked higher as far as freedom than the United States.
Yeah, it stings Americans really bad that a country that has socialized medicine, and it's socialized medicine, is ranked higher on both the fiscal freedom and social freedom charts. That the land of the free and the home of the brave used to be the home of the land of the free, but it's not anymore. It may be the home of the brave. I don't know. That's a much more a subjective statement.
Yeah, they didn't like that I was crossing without ID. Anyway, go ahead.
Definitely not the home of the brave anymore. If they were, they'd be brave enough to stand up to their own government.
I should say they didn't like that I was crossing with just a driver's license. Anyway, sorry. Good. More of your story.
This last time I was complaining about it, so they decided to pick me up and bring me back to their little secondary screening room or whatever, where it's kind of like a little bank teller place where they've got a bunch of windows where they pull you up for interview for secondary screening or whatever. And then there's people sitting there in the chairs waiting to be pulled up and asked more questions. And they asked me about two or three questions. And I said, look, you either got something on me or you don't. I said, either arrest me or let me go. I said, I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm back home. You let me through this border. If you're not letting me through this border, then you better be arresting me. And either way, I want to talk to my attorney. I said, I'm not answering any more of your questions without an attorney present.
Interesting.
And then I started lecturing them about how, what a police state this is becoming.
Wow.
And, you know, and I'm doing that in front of all the other people in the room there. And
right on. No wonder they wanted to get you out at that point. Did they move you along? Well,
no, they didn't. They kept me there. And I was complaining some more, and finally the guy comes out, the supervisor comes out and asks the guy behind the counter, well, you got anything to keep? I don't have anything here. And, you know, so I'm saying, look, he even says he doesn't have anything. Now, what am I doing here? You know. And
now, were you waiting on a connecting flight? Was it possible they could make you miss your connecting flight at that point?
Absolutely, of course, and that's what they were trying to do. And at that point, I didn't care. I said, you know what? I missed my flight. I don't care. You get me an attorney, or you do something right now, because I used a couple of nasty words. And
so you did miss your flight?
Actually, we just barely made it.
Wow.
My wife was out. They didn't take my wife out. She was out there. And so they tried to spin it to her that I was being so unreasonable in there, and that if I would just cooperate, everything would be so much smoother. And, you know, so
well, that much is always true. It is always
so they
smoother.
Brought her back, and they tried to play good cop, bad cop with her and me, you know.
Really?
And Yeah.
If you just get on the train, then all these people that are waiting to go to the gas chambers would be able to get there more quickly. I mean, it's always that way. That if you just cooperate, things will go more smoothly.
Well, plus, if you're traveling with a partner, it's interesting that they actually brought her back there, because when I was going through, I had Renee, who's my ex-girlfriend, with me at Anarchapulco, and as we were going through in Houston when we had gotten back there, we were going through the border checkpoint, where the same place where I was stopped because I had the pear in my bag. Well, they stopped her and asked her some questions, and I wanted to stand there and watch, right? Like, I wanted to be there for her because she was being harassed by the cops, because I'm pretty good at, you know, cop watch or whatever.
You're better at that stuff than she is.
And they were like, you need to move along. You cannot stand here. You cannot stay here. And so they actually did everything they could to separate us. And and that brings you to like a real uncertain place, because I made it through, right? And I'm out of that area, and she's still back there, and she's back there for several minutes, going on, you know, 10 plus minutes or whatever, and you know, I'm about to miss a flight. So you know, it's a real kind of nerve-wracking experience when they separate you. So I'm surprised they actually let you back. Or her back to
well, they did separate us. Initially, they separated us. She had to go on, and I had to go back there. But I was in there for a good 25, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, I had to wait at least 15 minutes.
Yeah, and she's standing out there wondering what happened, because they won't let you use your phone while you're sitting in there, right?
Actually, I did. I texted her a couple of times, and then they took my phone away from me. They said, you can't do that.
Gotcha.
They took my phone away. So...
Yeah, because they demanded at the checkpoint that she was at, they demanded that all phones be turned off while up to that checkpoint.
I laid it out right there. I said, look, you either arrest me or let me go. You got something on me? Arrest me. You don't have something on me? Either way, I said, I'm not saying anything without an attorney. So don't ask me any more questions. Don't ask me what I'm doing here. Don't ask me how much money I got. Don't ask me where I'm
going. That's a ballsy thing to do, because I've been told that you gotta answer the border checkpoint people, or they can like detain you or something like that.
Well, he was detaining me, so I wasn't gonna answer any more of his questions.
That's awesome. That's inspirational, Gene. Thank you for calling and sharing that story here tonight. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, sounding great on the Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can now hop into if you'd like over at our Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm. Whether you want to tell your story or share your thoughts, you are welcome to do it in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. Our number for those on the regular phones, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Mm-hmm.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time for you, though. If you get on the line right now, our number 855-450-FREE like freedom. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Denmark.
Hey, how'd you like to try out what might be the best pillow you'll ever use? And you can do it near risk-free for 60 days. It is the MyPillow. And, Mark, you and I both have MyPillow.
Love them.
They're a fantastic product because, first of all, it actually is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. So important. You know, this one product, if you're having trouble sleeping, change out your pillow, try the MyPillow out, see if it makes a difference for you, rather than going crazy and getting a whole new mattress and all that. You can go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, get yours at half price, and also it's washable. You can wash it, you can dry it, it's designed for that. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. You get a 60-day money-back guarantee, meaning if you send the product back to the company, they will give you your purchase price back. And if you hang on to it, as we have done, the pillow is designed and guaranteed to last for at least 10 years. Over at MyPillow.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live for the half-off offer. As we go to Vernon, he's in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
So, Gene seems to have quite a lot to complain about. And then Mark also said they, you know, no one ever put up a fuss whenever they were going to the gas chamber. But checking in with customs and going to the gas chamber are two completely different things, right? To
me, it's a reductio ad absurdum. It is a rhetorical technique. Go ahead.
To me, it makes more sense to just go through the line. I'm not saying you got to take it up the butt or anything, but I'm just saying you go through the line, you know, you don't make a fuss, and then you're not going to be there as long because
it's just true.
Honking that horn at the tow truck, blocking the highway, they're just going to sit there and take their sweet time. I mean,
obviously,
protesting with these type of bureaucracies have to go through a congressman, not the bureaucrat that's processing you.
Yeah, I don't know the going through your congressman is going to do you any good
either.
I mean,
well,
have you ever tried to do anything with your congressman?
Not necessarily, but I'm just saying.
So I'll tell you what. Here's the value of it.
Try to address that type of an issue.
Allow me to elucidate, if I may. Here's the value. if you can go through one of these situations with the bureaucrat, you can actually get yourself under arrest, and you can take it to the Supreme Court, and you can make them make a ruling that specifically addresses whatever issue it is that you have a particular problem with.
I wish we had $2 million in 10 years of my life to spend doing that.
You don't have to. No one's asking you to.
Right. No,
yeah, but Mark,
saying,
that's not something that the average person can do. And even if you did have the money and the attorneys to afford it and the time to do it, it still probably isn't going to do much of anything, because how many times have we seen a court issue a ruling and have police departments ignore it left and right?
Well, once you have a Supreme Court ruling, then you can sue people over the ruling.
Sure. I mean, once you get arrested and go through the damn process.
Yeah, it's going to take you a decade.
Right.
Absolutely.
The average person doesn't have that kind of time.
I'm not claiming they do. What difference does it make? We're talking about pointless actions on one side or the other. Going through line with your mouth shut isn't going to solve any problems
nope,
either.
That's true. That's true.
Except
no,
getting
but,
you through the line.
But at least I'm not going to miss my flight, and hopefully
that's
maybe not have to pay, you know, an additional fee to get my flight rebooked. Just one final thing, Gene. You got to chill out, man. I mean, there are better things, bigger things to worry about than 18-wheelers blocking the road and, you know, being caught up in a bureaucratic nightmare. I'm so sorry,
by the way, he's referring to Gene's call over the last couple of nights. He's been pretty mad about some of the truckers, the professional drivers out there.
Stresses me out, man. Seriously, come on down to New Orleans. We'll have a drink and we'll enjoy ourselves. So have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Vernon. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, Gene was on the verge of some serious road rage over the last couple of days. He said he was traveling for the holiday weekend and had encountered some truckers doing some things that he found distasteful. But the truckers had good explanations for the reasons why they did them. If you missed those conversations, you didn't hear last night's show or the night before that, you can always go download them anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. But let's talk a little bit about the idea of protesting at a checkpoint. I mean, generally, protesting the government is not going to change the government. We've seen that a zillion times with various different million mom or million man or whatever marches on D.C. You can have as many people as you want marching. It's not going to do anything. We've seen people protesting inside airports. Some of our co-hosts, Sam Dodson, in the past had notably refused to show identification to go through the checkpoints and was, you know, pulled aside for extra special security screenings. Meg McLean got harassed by the TSA, and others have done things, you know, that have been some level of protest. I mean, I personally...
You're not going to find out what the government is willing to do to you unless you choose not to go step by step through their stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Personally, I always opt out whenever I go to the TSA checkpoint. It's not a big protest. I don't make a big deal about it. Because you could opt out and make a big deal about it, right? I don't try to make a scene, but I want to always let them know I'm not going through that scanner thing that they've got. And that usually does cause some level of notice from some of the other customers that are going through the line, because they're like, well, you know, like they pull you aside. They go, opt out. You know, they kind of let their other people know that there's an opt out.
I'm going to touch you in your crotch right now with the back of my hand.
And then they pull you aside and you kind of have to stand there until another agent comes over and opens a little door to let you through. And then they give you the pat down. And so kind of while you're standing there, you're sort of in the way, but not really. But sometimes other customers, you know, that are lined up, they don't really know if you're waiting to go through the line or not. So they'll stop. And you can kind of get a little bit of attention, even if you don't try to make a scene. But at the very least, it does remind the bureaucrats that not everybody is going to do everything that they ask them to do. It's a minor, I would say, about as minor of a protest as you can do that won't generally cost you too much more time. In fact, at the most busy checkpoints...
Now, I don't do any of this stuff because I have no desire to play around with this sort of thing. I understand that these people are... playing a one in a million chance of actually finding a bad guy coming through their little line here, and that their lives are as difficult as they are. I don't want to make them more difficult. I don't want to make mine any more difficult either.
I actually, at a recent crossing, I forget where it was, but in the United States, when I went through and did an opt-out, I actually was with another person who was opting out for the first time ever. So I got to talk a little bit with somebody else who was there opting out.
I did, however, one time when I was on, I think it was Interstate 10, going through somewhere near El Paso in Texas, they just stop you right in the United States and they start asking you questions about your citizenship. Now, I'd never been through anything like this, and I was kind of curious how they can stop and ask me questions without having, you know, reasonable, articulable suspicion. Now, that's a, you know, it's a long-founded, you know, part of jurisprudence here in the United States, and the idea that they just ask you questions and detain you, because you can't leave.
Well, you don't have to answer those questions.
Well, I didn't ask them, but they detained me. I didn't answer the questions, but they did detain me.
You did get video of that. It's on the Free Talk Live YouTube channel for anybody that wants to go see it. I suspect it's probably one of the more viewed. I would guess it's the number one most viewed video on that channel.
Anybody who sees it usually calls me a jerk. Because,
oh, the YouTube commenters are nasty. Yeah, Let's go to Jeff in Arkansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, how are you tonight? Quick story. I heard you talking to the one fella talking about coming back into the United States. A quick story. My wife is Canadian, so we cross the border quite often. I've probably been there to Winnipeg probably 35 to 40 times.
Okay.
And several times I've gotten to discussions with border people on both sides, Canadian and American, and it's kind of a running joke in my family that every time we get to the border, somebody else says, "Dad," or my wife says, "Don't talk, we'll talk." So one time we were coming back across the border from Winnipeg, we're there at Pima, North Dakota, pull up, my wife hands me a Ziploc bag with some honeycomb cereal in it. She says, "Here, eat this."
Uh-huh.
So we pull up to the border. My son's driving. He looks over at me and says, "Dad, don't say anything. I'm not going to say a word to anybody." We pull up to the border. She rolls the window down. The lady walks in. "Are you all Americans?" My wife says, "No, I'm Canadian," this and that. We get the paperwork out, and I'm eating honeycomb cereal, and she looks in the car over at me, and she says, "Did you have to eat that right now?" And I thought, what am I doing wrong? I mean, I'm not saying anything. And we all started laughing because, it's, like I said, a running joke. No matter every time I cross the border, they have something to say to me. And one other time we crossed the border going the other way, and the Canadian lady said to me, "You know, they always ask you about tobacco, firearms, or alcohol, or something like that." And I said, "No, we don't have any." She said, "Where's your gun?" And I said, "Huh? Where's my gun? I don't have a gun." So I know what he was talking about when you get these questions when you cross the border. That's just a couple of stories.
Yeah, I like that. I like that story. I would have offered her some of the honeycomb. Want some? Hey, thanks for sharing the story tonight, Jeff. I appreciate hearing from
you.
Calling from Arkansas there.
Where's your gun? You ask her back, where's your murdered Iraqi family?
Damn. All right, we're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Between now and then, you can join us online. Head on over to freetalklive.com. Don't forget, you can also get interactive on our forum over at forum.freetalklive.com. And, of course, the Discord's open all the time as well at discord.lrn.fm. We'll see you tomorrow.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must-read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.